I am outside. If you cannot tell by the passing car sounds, that is real. That is not a whatever, like a tool or a, like a sound effect on my cool podcast studio, because I'm just out walking. But I did have a pretty divine like thought about recovery that I wanted to share with you. So when I was in active addiction, I identified myself so heavily with drug use, and that began, you know, very early on in my life as a young girl, as a kid, basically, right? 12, 13, 14 years old. I, you know, looked out into the world, which we all do, right? To basically to explore my options of what was available for me to become. Like I said, that's a common experience. That's typically like our job at that point in our life, is to look around at adult figures and see what is possible and start comparing and contrasting like the lives that we see other people living and going like, do I want this? Do I not want this? Is this going to be part of my experience? What am I capable of? You know, just all of those sort of things that, you know, it's a crucial point in our development where we become who we are, you know, during those age groups, 12, 13, 14, you know, all of, you know, preteens and teenage years, we're becoming who we're supposed to, who we want to be. If we're lucky, we do that again later in life and undo some of the shit that we did by accident or subconsciously or whatever, and then we do it very consciously. But that's a whole other story, right? But so the point is that I identified so heavily with drug use because I saw the options. Bird, I swear to God, this bird wants to be a star. He wants to be on my podcast. But so I identified heavily, and that's because I saw the options available and I didn't like what I saw from, I guess, the sober people or the people who valued an abstinent based lifestyle. It there was, you know, from a young girl's perspective, it was like, that's boring, all these people do is work all the time, they're miserable, because we lived like a lower middle class lifestyle. And what was happening was, if you wanted to be a responsible person, right, if you didn't want to live in this like party like lifestyle, then in order to have any semblance of like a good life, then you had to have, you had to work all the time, you know, everybody worked all the time, and seemed miserable and was upset, right? Because when you're sober, you're connected to your emotions, and if you're living in a lower middle class lifestyle of struggle and work, and you know, not the case for everybody, right? There are no absolutes, but this is just kind of like what I saw in my family systems and the friends that I would hang out and like their parents and things, you know, what the dynamics typically were from my perspective was that sober people didn't have any fun, they were miserable all the time, and hated life. And I was like, you know, I don't want to be that. And then, you know, the people that, the adult figures that were partying, drinking, smoking weed, you know, those sort of things, maybe had the same circumstances going on, but I saw that they had, you know, something that they, things that they were planning, parties they were planning, times when they were going to go hang out with people, like happy laughter, music, you know. So I thought with my dumb little 12-year-old mind, subconsciously, super, you know, we're not barely, working from a conscious point of view at 12 years old, you know, I took that information in as sobriety and that sort of thing was not the lifestyle for me. It's like, I don't want that. And then I also idealized multiple, like, iconic sort of figures that were, you know, rock stars, musicians, things like socialites, like things like that, that were on TV and in the media that would just live a party lifestyle, and they're super rich and they're having fun. So, like, from my perspective at that time, it was just like, well, that's that's the way for me. And so I began to identify with a drug use lifestyle even before I had ever done drugs. I chose, and I might get unpopular opinion, okay, are you guys ready? I chose a pathway for myself, even at a young age. Was I responsible, conscious human being enough to make informed decisions? Fuck no. I was 12. There was a lot of influences that, you know, I shouldn't have had, or, you know, if things were perfect in a perfect, beautiful little fucking Candyland world, like, I would not have been exposed to certain things and whatever. But it's real life, and I was. And we're activating, you know, our power of choice as spiritual beings in the world, even at 12. So I did that, right? And even at 12, I was a powerful fucking manifester, just like every single one of you were. And God, I hope this resonates with some of you. But, like, yes, so that there was moments, right? There's spiritual choice points in our life where we can go down the, you know, the chutes, like the chutes and ladders, right? And just kind of fly into a dimension of reality where life's a certain way. So I believe that that's what happened, was I began to, and that's part of what identifying with something is it's choosing it to make that part of your reality, which taps into, you know, your creator, manifestor power of creation. And so that happened for me when I began to look around and made the choice of which way I wanted to go and which kind of direction, which influences I wanted to follow and which path I wanted to walk down, because I knew, not from a mature place. I do want to always just reiterate 1,000 times that I realize I was a child, and I don't have any hard feelings towards myself. Like, I'm completely okay with my past, and, like, and I also don't want anybody that's listening to this to maybe, like, take on, you know, too much responsibility or ownership, or beat themselves up, or go into, like, a self-pity, guilt, shame cycle of bullshit, you know, spiral into depression. Like, oh, I chose this. Why? I did it to myself. I'm like, okay, yeah, like, yes. Before, when you were a powerful manifesting, you know, creating being, which we all are, that's the default setting of our soul, is powerful manifesting creators. Sometimes we just, until we know it, right? When we know it, then we become conscious, powerful manifesting beings. But before we know it, we manifest all willy-nilly, right? We sling energy all over the place with all of our little feelings. We're just throwing shit everywhere. It's like splatter paint, right? We're Jackson Pollocking our creation. Just slinging paint everywhere. And sometimes it makes something that looks really fucking cool, right? But sometimes it might look like a hot mess when we just manifest all willy-nilly. So, with that being said, I understand that that's what I was doing. And I understand that that's what all of you are doing, too. But what I want you to realize and really fully get is that there was a moment where you could go down this slide or that slide into a life, this life or that life. There is choice points of our spiritual paths. And I take full responsibility for going down, for seeing, right? I wasn't a conscious creator, but it was what I created. It was my mess. Whether I meant to make it or not, it was mine. I take full responsibility for the pathway that I chose. Breathing that in. And if you guys made that, it had that moment too, right? If you're going, oh, fuck, you know, Rachel's right. I had a choice point moment too. I did see these certain people and I did start following them instead of the other people, or, you know, people did try to tell me and I went the other way anyway, or whatever, you know, just take that full responsibility now and breathe that in. Because what this is not human three-dimensional responsibility. This is not, it would play out in a court of law in the state of wherever the fuck that this is your fault necessarily, quote unquote, right? But this is, we're working spiritual programs here, right? We're doing spiritual work. This is spiritual illness, spiritual disease. It's a spiritual solution. So you have to take spiritual responsibility. And that's a much deeper, deeper thing, right? All the way down to the middle of your cells. All the way down to in every molecule of your being. You accept responsibility for that. That's the way that your energy went. And that you took it on, right? You took on that pathway, and that's the one you went down. And that at one point in time, there was always a decision to be made or a calibration to make, you know, there was a way to equalize, shift your energy in a different way that didn't happen. So taking that full spiritual responsibility, right? Full ownership, right? Because most of us take responsibility, I think, for the things we did while we were in addiction, the things we did while we were on drugs. And that's hard enough. And we do take responsibility for that. And we're like, yeah, I did those things. But then there's always this kind of like a, but I was on drugs, or a, but I was on drugs and that's a sickness and an illness and I didn't have any control over it, right? And that takes our power away. And I don't like that. And I really think that's something that we have to stop doing, because I think it just disempowers people who have experienced like that pathway of addiction. And I'm here to give you your power back. I'm here to tell you that you are a powerful fucking manifester. Whoopsie daisy, you manifested some dumb shit. Let's try again. You're not some weak, meek, little, sad, pitiful being. You are powerful as fuck. You manifested a whole reality, even if it was a bad one. Even if it was a bad one that you don't like, you still did it. Like, you manifested it. So that means you're a powerful creator, and that means you have the ability of powerfully creating another one. And now you get the opportunity to do it consciously in collaboration with Source God, right? Instead of in collaboration with something else out there that could be not have your highest goods in mind. So I think that if we can just settle into that place, right in the core of our being, just go ahead and put your hand right in between your chest and your stomach, right? That's our solar plexus. That's our source of power. That's the chakra that has been affected by the lifestyles that we've lived. It's the one we have to fix, because we feel powerless. We feel like we went down the slide, right? And we picked, you know, the path of addiction happened, boom, we went down the slide, chaos erupted, and we were out of control. But there was a point, right, where spiritually we had some say-so, and now you're back at a point, because you're listening to my podcast, right, you're back at a point where you have some say-so. You have say-so, you have a voice, right, you have power, you have creative ability, creative energy. And now the choice is yours again. You've been blessed with the, you got off the roller coaster, right? You got off the ride, and now you're at that point where you have some choices again. Or maybe you've been in the midst of your choice and you've been creating a better life, but maybe you just didn't have that peace, like, whatever. Like, I hope this helps you, right? Wherever you're at, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Wherever you're at in your journey, I hope that this helps you. And I believe in you. And if I can go from heroin addict, poor, pitiful me, sad, disempowered, to super empowered, creative being, manifesting like anything that I want, talking to you guys, like, excuse me, I just know that you can too, with the right energetic tools and understandings of who you are, what happened, how'd you get here, right? Because I think before, you know, I pulled energetics into my recovery, there was a slight understanding, but I wasn't in full acceptance of who I was, what happened, why it happened, and where I was going, until I understood my energetic journey, you know, my spiritual journey, and how I was able to, with all of the opportunity and choices and everything that I had available to me, end up where I ended up. You know, like, that was a difficult thing to process. But understanding spiritually why that was what my energy was attracting with the law of attraction, right? That was the vibes that I was putting out, like, just because I had all these different beautiful pathways available to me, I wasn't putting out the frequencies to match up and line up with those beautiful pathways, because my mind, right, my energy was focused on the other types of lifestyles and pathways that were available. I was focused on the bad one. I was focused on the one that would end me, land me in addiction. And so I also believe in multiple pathways, right, for recovery and for life in general. Like, I believe that we all have, you know, many, 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 many different choices and journeys that we could have taken. And so I believe that there are, were, right, from that 12-year-old little girl's, like, standpoint, multiple ways I could have gone. There were multiple ways I could have gone. And the way that we end up going is the one that, with the frequency that closest matches, like, the vibes that we're putting out. And that's what happened. And it was as simple as that, right? And that if I would have shifted my energy, if something would have happened, if I would have allowed more positive influences or whatever, right? Because they were there, I just wasn't focusing upon them. That where I focused would have been the energy that I would have created in myself. That would have been the vibrations that I was emitting. And that would have been what would line me up with the other paths. And this I know, that at any given moment in time, you have the choice and you have the opportunity to refocus on more positive things so that you can take ownership of your vibrational state of being, change the energy and the signals that you're putting out into the world so that you can line up with a better pathway at any given moment. And are you ready for this? There's always a better pathway. There's always a better pathway. Even if you love your life, it can get better for you. If you hate your life, it can get better. If you love your life, it can get better. If it's already better, it can get even better. It gets better and better and better and better. And there's more and more and more and more and more available to you every, just because you become aware of it. So dream big. I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're in, I'm going to cry. I don't care if you're in a recovery house. I don't care if you're in a halfway house. I don't care if you're homeless on the street. There is better and better and better available to you. And you can get from where you're at to anything you can possibly dream.
You have to stay with me.
I'm coming, baby. I love you guys. Have an amazing day. Go manifest the fuck out of the best life that you could possibly dream.